Next patient is Doreen Murphy. That's Doreen, Doreen. D as in David. Doreen. Murphy, Murphy. Date of birth 7/22/43. Date of visit is 4/30/25. Please make copy for Gerald Woodard. Gerald, Gerald. Woodard is Woodard. D-O. Gerald Woodard. Next, next paragraph. Dear Chip, C-H-I-P. Thank you for sending Doreen Murphy for primary evaluation. Next paragraph is present. Tell us. This is a 81-year-old male who has a past history of COPD. Was recently sent for a chest CT done on 12/3/24. The patient's chest CT demonstrated a 4 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right upper lobe, and further follow-up was suggested. It was moderate central lobular emphysema. The patient has shortness of breath and denies significant cough, wheezing, and no hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. She has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, for which she uses a CPAP mask nightly. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history for TIA, past history of subclavian stent placement, and history of a parotid tumor. She also, I'm sorry, parotid tumor, which was benign. The patient has had vascular procedures for peripheral vascular disease. Next, and a carotid stent placement. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, allergies included nitrofurantoin, amlodipine, amoxicillin, and pravastatin. Next paragraph. Med list included azithromycin 10 milligrams daily, nifedipine 30 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, and levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, protonix 40 milligrams daily, Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Mebetric 50 milligrams daily, and Trazodone 50 milligrams nightly, Bupropion 150 milligrams BID. Next paragraph is, let's see, family history. Mother died following a hip fracture. Father died of old age. Next, system review of the patient. Had fatigue, no weight loss. There's no cataracts, glaucoma, no hoarseness or nosebleeds. She does have urinary frequency and urgency. And Then I have hay fever, asthma, chest, coughing spells, and shortness of breath. And she has no chest or jaw pain, but has arm pain. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint stiffness, muscle aches. And she has headaches and memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. The blood pressure is 128/70. Pulse is 72 respirations or 20 times 97.5. Weight is 130 pounds, saturation 92. H.E.N.D. anophthalmic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Occasional wheezes palatally. Heart sounds are irregular, often an astute, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, normal reflexes. There are no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions were observed. Next paragraph, breast number one is COPD. Number two is right lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number three is obstructive sleep apnea. Number four is peripheral vascular disease. Number five, hypertension. And number six is memory loss. Next plan, the patient will use, the patient will continue the Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff daily. And follow-up CT was, a CT chest was ordered without contrast to evaluate the lung nodule. And the patient will continue with her other medications mentioned above. And a pulmonary function study would be ordered with bronchodilator studies. Follow up here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Gerald Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D, D-O. Good start, Ms. Suzanne.